Let's talk about pole shift. What is it? What's going to happen? How bad will it be?
Okay. When I say pole shift, I mean a physical pole shift. The Earth spins on its axis, and we have the top and the bottom of the axis we call the north and south geographic poles. And then we also have a geographic equator, as if it were a top that was spinning in space. When a pole shift occurs, instead of the Earth spinning on its normal axis, it starts to wobble suddenly, and this is usually caused by an outside influence, as if it was off balance, and then it equalizes into a new spinning position. Anyone who played with a top, they know if they touch the top while it's moving, it wobbles instantly and reorients itself. And that is what we refer to as the pole shift. But when it reorients itself, the physical locations for the north and south poles have moved. The Earth is now spinning on a different imaginary axis. Now, that may not seem all that bad, but what happens is this. The Earth, while it spins, has centripetal force, centrifugal force that actually pushes out the diameter, the geographic diameter of the planet at the equator, approximately 42 kilometers wider than the distance between the North and South Pole. So if you move the physical poles, that pushing out of where the old equator used to be will suddenly fall back down because the centrifugal force is not there, and the new equator will be pushed out. Basically, what happens is the continents reshape themselves almost immediately to compensate for the new equator being pushed out. Now, 42 kilometers is about 26 miles. So you have about 13 miles on each side of the planet that is pushed out. Landmass is pushed out at the geographic equator. That is a greater distance than the highest mountains on the planet. So during this time, and since the planet is covered by 70% water, during this sloshing about, as the Earth wobbles and reorients itself to equalize the external pressure, what happens is the oceans literally decimate all the coastal areas around the planet. And in addition to that, continents will actually sink beneath the ocean and other continents will rise up. So it is actually incredibly devastating. We have evidence that this has happened many times in the past, at least three separate times in the past.
When was that?
One of the things you would see, well, the last time it happened, the evidence shows that it happened at approximately 9050 BC. What you would see, this isn't the entire Earth being vulcanized, for example. It's the pole shifting. So you have entire continents not being torn apart, but dropping into the ocean, which means if they have cities on them, those complete intact cities, call it New York City in the future, just simply drops into the ocean. So future civilizations a few thousand years later can look at the bottom of the ocean and see the remnants of the city. That's what we see all over the planet today. We see cities off the coast of Cyprus, Japan, India, Cuba. We see them at the bottom of Lake Fuxian in China. They cover the globe. And these cities are not just minor debris. They're major metropolitan areas, massive rock structures in these ancient cities, which have temples, pillars, pyramids, streets, etc. So these weren't constructed at the bottom of the ocean, and the land they rested on is intact. They just simply dropped to the bottom of the ocean. And in addition, when the pole shift reoriented to the equator, new land masses, which were at the bottom of the equator, suddenly move with the new centrifugal force pushing the landmass out, move to the light of day,